Welcome to Misanthropy Movie Blog's Plotopsy Podcast. This is episode 2, and our topic today is Blockbusted, the fall of the American video store.
Ever wondered what 10,000 videos do when no one's watching?
Wow, what a difference!
Hey Vinny, long time.
Yeah, been on a 3-evening rental.
Oh, you look like a new release.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and I've never seen so many great videos. Like, more kids' videos.
Blockbuster Video. More movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video! Wow, what a difference!
In January of 2014, the last remaining brick-and-mortar Blockbuster Video stores shut their doors for the last time. The once monolithic chain that long dominated the secondary video market was no more. I recall finding one of the last locations in Purvis, Mississippi, just days before the shutdown. I specifically remember at the time, while sifting through the bargain bins, wondering what would become of all the stock movies left behind in the Blockbuster collapse, and what the fall would mean for the future of physical media, as well as for the culture around movies as it existed. And yes, there is a culture of video stores. Film buffs have long flocked to video shops to talk about the passion of cinema. Minds like Quentin Tarantino were fostered through years of working and inhabiting video stores and interacting with fellow film fanatics. Even in the movie Scream, which takes aim at film buffs, the deranged killer cinema junkies are shown hanging around at video rental spots. Over the last 9 months, I spent a lot of time on the road hunting down DVDs wherever they happen to be. I was looking not just for physical DVDs and VHSs themselves, but also for that now elusive cultural clique that surrounds places like Blockbuster and movie galleries. A lot of people seem to think that with the rise of Netflix, Amazon streaming, and other services that offer a digital distribution of movies, that DVDs and brick-and-mortar video shops in general are quickly going the way of the Laserdisc. I agree that the rise of digital media has caused a massive impact on the way that movies are distributed now, but I also don't think the physical media is quite done yet. Just last month, Scarecrow Video of Seattle, Washington, ran a massively successful Kickstarter campaign to turn their video store, with one of the largest collections of physical media in the world, into a non-profit archive. Their goal is to preserve physical media and make it available to the public for years to come. Clearly, there are people out there who care about making this a reality, as over $130,000 was raised for the project on Kickstarter. In my travels, I have run into some wildly successful video rental and used DVD shops that seem to support this idea. The used market has mostly consolidated into large shops that deal in used books, albums, CDs, and DVDs, such as McKay Used Books in Tennessee, Edward McKay Used Books in North Carolina, and the large multi-state Half-Price Books chain. The resurgence in interest in vinyl records has also opened up a market for physical media shops. I've often seen used DVDs piggybacking at record shops in significant numbers, such as at Wuxtry Records of Athens, Georgia, the CD Cellar of Arlington, Virginia, and the Mushroom of New Orleans, Louisiana. However, there is also the growing chain of Movie Stop, a breakoff company from the GameStop Corporation that deals specifically in DVDs. I've been to a number of these stores throughout the Southeast, and they capture a lot of that energy that once existed at Blockbuster Videos, and they seem to do pretty good business in general. But even more so than at Movie Stop, I have found that there are still a good number of thriving, independently owned local video rental shops out there that perfectly capture the old film buff culture of Blockbusters. Apart from the aforementioned Scarecrow Video of Seattle, there is the Grungy Videodrome in Atlanta, Georgia, that specializes in cult, rare, obscure, and foreign films. And I even have a local shop here in Columbus, Ohio called Video Central, with one of the most delightful staff of movie junkies I've ever come across. There's also the Videoport of Portland, Maine, which seems to do a fantastic job of using social media to bring attention to their shop. At the same time, it is clear that physical media is only just limping along in the wake of Blockbuster's fall, especially for the few remaining video rental spots. Only 5 months after Blockbuster packed up, Washington, D.C.'s metropolitan chain of movie stores, Potomac Video, also shut their doors. Time will tell which stores survive and which falter. My money is that innovation is going to be key in which stores stay alive. Atlanta's Videodrome has committed to a grindhouse niche that Netflix and Amazon can't as effectively serve. Portland's Videoport is using the power of social media and humor to build a loyal customer base. MovieStop and other similar used stores have managed to keep their prices astoundingly low in order to compete. I feel like the culture surrounding the American Video Shop, one way or another, will never truly be lost. I can certainly see it adapting and evolving to the new competitive market, but there will always be film nerds who want to talk about movies with each other. Special thanks to all of the owners and employees who are keeping the culture of the video store alive. This includes Video Central of Columbus, Ohio, Videodrome of Atlanta, Georgia, Scarecrow Video of Seattle, Washington, and all the other stores mentioned here. Thanks, everybody.
Imagine the perfect video store. It would have a great selection, right? Right! Over 10,000 videos. Three evening rentals, so no rush, no hassle. Fast checkout. 24-hour quick drop return. Open late every night. Well, the perfect video store.
Welcome to Blockbuster Video.
Is popping up all over the country. There's one near you.
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference.